Mismatch with Carmella.
Broadcasting worldwide.
Let's go!
Hello and welcome, Lawson Doyle.
Hey, awesome. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no, not a problem. Initially, I think I picked up your music through AMRAP, which is a great platform for up-and-coming artists, I think, here in Australia.
Yeah, absolutely. I love AMRAP.
Also, your track, Better Days. Now, that's the first track for Sunflower, isn't it?
It is, yeah. That was our debut single that came out as of May last year, actually, just after the lockdown went nationwide. It was a bit of a timely one.
Well, yes, I guess everybody would have still been around and able to listen and maybe even catch up with you. Were you doing gigs live as the band yet?
We had been doing earlier in the year, so that song had been in existence since maybe the start of the band, early January. But, you know, we were working on a lot of different things, and that song actually stuck out probably the most, especially. It was a bit of a timeliness thing, obviously, because of the situation that was unfolding around the world at the time.
And
I guess it was such a dire situation to be in for everyone. And we wanted to put our best, I guess, putting our best foot forward whilst also remembering you only get to release your first song. You only get to release one debut single. And it was just it was so intertwined with the mantra of what Sunflower is about, which is hope and optimism and belief that things are going to get better, I guess. And that was why we went down that path to release that one.
Excellent, and it's a great track. Can you want to go through the members of the band and how it all came together? I mean, I've got a bit of information obviously here, but I think it'd be better coming from you.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a funny situation because Carlia and I, obviously, we are somewhat the brains trust of the group, if I dare say so myself.
Yes.
but we built it on, I guess, a mutual love for style of music that we wanted to both write, and we were working on coming up with, I guess, a group that at first it was more about being a band, and now where we're at with things is it's more about being, I guess, a creative, collaborative force between the two of us, but not to discredit the other people in the group as well, but the flexibility that it provides, obviously, for the two of us being a duo at the moment,
yes,
is really, really, really powerful. So, I mean, it's just it's a weird world out there with bands and money and pay and all that kind of thing. So, yeah, for Carlia and I mean, we're the two founding and original members of the group.
Yes.
So we were building, I guess, a foundation earlier on than the other members of the band, which we've sort of had to swap out a few people for different reasons and all this kind of thing, but mostly speaking, it's always been for a greater good and a better. So things are looking up anyway.
No, well, I think the sound is popular. I see that you've got artists that you admire. I guess are the likes of Fleetwood Mac, Coldplay, and the Beatles. You know that you can't go past some of the classics that they've put out.
Yeah, we're so like heavily focused on that anthemic stadium rock songwriting. You know, I love that sing-along, arms wrapped around your best mate. I'm a bit, the older I get, the more narrow-minded I become, maybe. Not bitter. I just think that type of music that's just so camaraderie-driven, you know. The word I use is universal. I like to believe music's universal.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter where you are, how old you are, where you come from, all the rest of it, you should be able to get something out of those songs. That's the goal of it for me, is there's no exclusion to anybody in what we're trying to do.
Oh, not at all. No, excellent. So I guess you might be in the likes of another band, and I think you actually mentioned it here somewhere, was, I don't know, I'm thinking of the Cat Empire, where you don't always have the same members in the band and you rotate, but you have the mainstayers like yourself and Carlia.
Exactly, yeah. So we're built off the two of us as the main collaborative duo, and that's where the creative element comes from. And, you know, I really value the guys we have in the band at the moment. In saying that, we move around a lot more than everyone else, and we've got plans that come and go with different timings. Carlia and I are both full-time musicians, so it's not the simplest, expect everyone else to be on the same page, and that's why we've sort of set it up that way to keep things streamlined. streamlined and flowing and make sure that everyone feels respected in their role in the band as well. But bands are funny thing, you know, they're really tricky, and trying to please everyone in a band is almost impossible. So you've just got to be adaptive to different situations, different personalities, different roles, different goals, all that kind of stuff. That rhymed, actually. There you go.
Yeah,
different
there you go. Roles, you've got goals. More lyrics coming up your way.
There we go. And we're writing a song on live on air.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
There you go.
I was also thinking that, and I've discussed it with some other artists along the way, but they always describe their bands as a family. So, you know, like you said, you're not always going to agree.
You're not meant to always agree. I think that's what makes the band so great. But yeah, it is a commitment to one another for sure. It's a really big life.
Yeah,
choice.
For sure.
And you've sort of got to be all in. And I guess for Carly and I at the moment, we both are.
Yes.
And it's the way we've set it up is in such a way that at least it allows, and it's not saying no to other permanent members, but it allows for those roles and those places, I guess that those, the loyalty and all that kind of stuff to be developed over time. And
yes, that's
we're
right.
We're still learning as we're going. So we're obviously, we're just putting the feelers out, you know?
Yeah. And while you're finding your feet, you want to get it right in the end. So not being absolutely totally committed to everybody, probably an easier way to go.
Yeah,
especially absolutely. In these times.
Oh yeah. Well, I like a community radio station. I can't say rock and roll bands have a lot of money at the moment. That's all.
What, in rock and roll bands, you mean?
Well, rock and roll bands aren't raking in the big dollars either at the moment.
Oh no, for sure. I mean, like, you can't draw the crowds, and that's where rock bands really get all their energy from, and their publicity for their music from big gigs. There aren't any.
It's a tricky one, isn't it? It's a tricky one. So.
Your next track that you've put out, Get Yourself Together. What was the thoughts behind that when you put the lyrics together?
Well, that's actually majority of Kalia, but that one was written based off a not-so-perfect love story about two people who, one of them sees the potential and the growth in the person and the hope for the future, but there's a lot of things that are roadblocking and allowing that to happen. And it's a bit of a cry for self-help to this other party involved to sort a few things out about themselves that they know they could be doing better on. But at the same time, it is a love song that's sort of saying, you know, the influence and the impact you have on me is so powerful. I feel so strongly about wanting this to work and make it happen. It's quite a tragically romantic song in that sense as well.
Oh, good.
It's meant to be a positive on the tragedy to the romance. So
would you say supportive?
Yeah, great.
Excellent. I was sitting at home before Christmas, and this particular event came on called the Lord Mayor's Christmas Carols.
Yes.
And there you are.
Sunflower are
playing on there doing a Drummer Boy.
We did. We sold out for the Christmas carols.
That was awesome.
That's the biggest sellout I've done in a long time, I think.
Oh, it was fantastic. And I was listening to the crowd because I actually went back online and listened to separately. And the crowd that before you are clapping, and then when after you finished, I'm going berserk.
Yeah, it was good. It was a great night, actually. That was a really, really wonderful event to be a part of. I think we really excelled, actually. It was really a big step up for us as a group to be a part of such a great event, and it put us on the map a little bit more as well. So it was really exciting that we were able to do that.
I was very impressed. I know that they probably weren't part of your band, but the drummers there, the big bass, is it called a bass, the big ones?
Oh, it's double bass, yeah. I reckon we're gonna have to hire them on the tour bus. I reckon we're going to have to get them in the bloody... we're going to have to get them on the road with it.
I think so, because they were great. And then you had the kettle drums, the little ones, and...
Yeah. Just for the sales tactic of it, you know? People love it.
Yeah, it was.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I was sold.
And it reminded me, Lawson, about, of course, Tusk with Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, great song. Yeah. Great song. We actually do a version of that.
Excellent.
I love it. You know your stuff, don't you?
Oh, well, I'm a little bit older than maybe most people that you'd be talking to at the moment.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm a 75-year-old trapped in the body of a 23-year-old.
See, you probably get a lot of wisdom. You see, when you do songwriting, I believe you're getting wisdom from what you write.
I think so. It's almost like a reflective journal in a way, songwriting. It's like putting your thoughts that are just circling around your head out on paper. It's quite a quite an empowering feeling, actually. I'm still developing my songwriting. Like, even I've been a songwriter, I guess, full time for about 5 years, but I'm still figuring out what it is that I do and don't love about what I'm writing and doing and all that kind of thing. So it's an interesting thing, actually. But
I think you'll learn as you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you learn as you go. And yep. I need to know where you bought those orange pants from.
Oh, those pants. Those pants are deadly. They're actually illegal in South Australia. They're the only reason I can wear them is because I was in Queensland. It's legal up here to wear pants that hot.
Oh, really?
Pants that look that good shouldn't be just anywhere, you know what I mean?
You have to keep them into your own state.
Exactly, yeah. No, there's a great girl up on Sunshine Coast who actually makes them by hand for us all.
Oh, okay, excellent.
So she's sort of one of the team, I guess, on the fashion side of things, and amazing to work with. She's super accommodating to what we feel comfortable and don't feel comfortable in and all that kind of thing. So.
It's good. Yeah. It's a platform of her to maybe get her, you know, her fashion and her craft out there as well.
She's doing really well, actually. She's killing it. So it's, for us, it's a great collaboration, and we're just stoked to be a part of it.
Yeah, no, excellent. Yeah. And Kalia's long hair, when she was swinging it around, it reminded me of, I don't know if you know the band, now this is metal band, symphonic metal, Nightwish.
No, I don't know them.
No. Yeah, we'll have to go and Google them. But the young ladies there, they love to swing the hair around. It was beautiful. It was very good. I thought, I think my neck could cope with that these days.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, well then what is happening with Sunflower?
We've got an April tour coming up, so we'll be, we're doing the East Coast, we're doing Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, and some really, really nice venues along the East Coast that we've been dying to do for quite a while now. So once they sort of start rolling, that rolls around late April, and then we'll be we'll be on the road. So
that'd be cool.
Yeah, that's the idea. And then from there, we've got a few festivals and a few support opportunities lined up, and just releasing and recording as much music as we can at the moment. That's the name of the game.
I guess with starting off, you either go all out and put all your efforts into there and see if you can break out there in the market, and because I don't think you could do half. You can't do it really part time.
No, it's such a career built on passion as well as blood, sweat and tears, you know what I mean? So I think finding the drive to do it, it's not for everybody, of course. We really focus our energy on the important stuff, which is the songwriting. And, you know, we lack in areas where it comes to promotion and stuff, but I think the most important thing is the songs. That's where I think we've got it down pat at the moment. So that's what we need to harvest.
And you can let them speak for themselves whilst you're on tour, and hopefully the rest of it will come, because it's expensive to get involved into the marketing side of things. Wants some slice of the pie.
Of course.
And there's not a lot in the beginning for you to give out.
Not a lot of pie.
No. Oh, dear. Well, that's wonderful. And, look, I appreciate you've given me a little bit more insight on the band and our listeners as well. And hopefully, yes, sometime in the future you will get to Adelaide. But do you want to just let me know about your latest single,
Thin Skin?
That's right. Yeah. Tell me about it.
That's a very powerful one. That's one of those anthems, I guess. Stadium rock shining through. But that's actually a Kalia original. Those are songs you actually wrote for me about letting go of the hate and the people that sort of try and blame you when you're doing well and spread ugly things about you that aren't true and those kind of things. And it just sort of comes, unfortunately, it's the nature of the creative business. I've seen it happen to a lot of great people as well. And I guess for me, it's about it's just about combating that and I guess coming up with a way in which we figure out how to get our heads around that kind of thing. And that's what Thin Skin's basically saying, is if you're ever going to win, babe, you can't wear your skin thin. You know what I mean?
Yes, very true. Very true. And it's good. These are your thoughts. You put it down. And I don't know, you probably, once you've put those words down and you're singing them too, you can, it's like a load gets taken off your shoulders. You'd probably be able to cope a lot better.
There's definitely an inner peace to it, for sure. There's definitely an inner peace to it. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Look, I want to thank you for coming on board here.
Thanks for having me on. It's been an awesome opportunity. And
hopefully, with all the stars aligned, you might be down this way in the southern part of Australia.
Absolutely. Thanks,
all right. Thank you. No worries. Bye-bye.
Thank you.